February is National Heart Month, and having a healthy heart affects our minds and bodies. If our mind is at ease, then our whole system operates more smoothly. Simple things like sitting down and sharing a meal together, a coffee date, a home-baked sweet, a visit or a phone call can make our hearts sing. The physical part of a healthy heart means getting out for a winter walk or joining a yoga class. There are so many ways to move. We can also use nourishing food to fuel our bodies and our soul. I think the way to anyone's heart is through their stomach. Quick breakfast hacks. I am never very ambitious when it comes to food preparation in the morning, but I am almost always hungry. There are a few quick and healthy breakfast choices that I recently have been enjoying that include items that we can pick up at our local grocery stores. Yogurt breakfast bowl. This protein and fiber-rich option is quick to throw together. In a cereal bowl or large fruit nappy, scoop out some Greek yogurt. I like Liberté Greek lemon yogurt 2%, but vanilla would also be good. Sprinkle it with Nature's Path pumpkin flax granola and top with fresh blueberries. Try to avoid low or no fat options as we need some fat to help digestion. Another option is to have a fresh cut ruby red grapefruit with a healthy granola bar on the side. At this time of year, produce sections are stocked with grapefruits. I have always loved grapefruit, but only the red variety because they are less sour with a punch of color and are a great source of vitamin C. Recently, I have discovered the Velbar, which is a store-bought option containing fiber, an acceptable carbohydrate content, a somewhat low sugar content, with a bit of protein. My go-to is the flax cranberry. Cut the grapefruit in half and use a good paring knife to cut the sections. Watch out for the mist of fresh juice. Nature's Path and Vel brands are available at Costco and at some grocers, drugstores and online. One pot chicken and rice dinner. This dish is simple to prepare and loaded with flavor and nutrition. With mushrooms as one of the main ingredients, you will get an additional source of vitamin D, which our immune system can use to combat illness. The accompanying vegetables also give a boost of color and taste. 4 to 6 boneless chicken breasts, fresh or thawed from frozen 4 to 6. 2 tablespoons oil. I used extra virgin olive oil, 30 milliliters. 1 teaspoon. Paprika 5 milliliters. 1 circa mushrooms, sliced 250 milliliters. Optional but flavor enhancing. Add chopped green onion, fresh chopped dill, fresh chopped parsley. You can add all of the above or omit all, the choice is yours. Keep the additional amount to about 1/4 cup, 60 milliliters. 1.5 circa uncooked white rice, 375 milliliters. 3 cloves garlic very finely chopped, or equivalent of garlic powder which is half a teaspoon, 2 milliliters. 2.5 circa chicken stock, 625 milliliters. 1/4 circa heavy cream. Optional but adds creaminess. I used leftover whipping cream or milk with fat. 60 milliliters. 1/2 teaspoon. Salt 2 milliliters. 1/4 teaspoon. Pepper ml. 1/2 circa frozen green peas 125 milliliters. 1/2 of each of a yellow and red pepper, sliced. 2 teaspoons. Paprika 10 milliliters. Fresh grated parmesan. Preheat oven to 350°F, 180°C. Heat a Dutch oven on the stovetop. If you do not have a pan that can be used on the stovetop and in the oven, use a skillet and then add to a baking dish. Coat the chicken with olive oil and place in the hot skillet. Do not add oil to the pan, just on the chicken. Let cook for 3 to 4 minutes and turn. Chicken will release easily from the pan once it is at a perfect sear. Turn and cook another 3 to 4 minutes. Remove from the pan and set aside. Sprinkle with paprika and cut each breast into slices. The chicken will be seared nicely and will continue to cook once it is added back into the Dutch oven or baking pan. Add mushrooms to the hot pan, and any other additional flavor as mentioned above if desired. Cook until caramelized, about 4 to 5 minutes. Do not salt the mushrooms before cooking or they will not brown. Then add uncooked rice and garlic, and cook until fragrant, about 2 to 3 minutes. Then add chicken stock, cream, salt and pepper to rice mixture. Stir and add the chicken into the rice mixture. Place the dish into the oven and bake for 30 minutes. Remove from the oven and add the frozen peas over the top. Gently adjust the chicken pieces, which are now sitting up on a bed of rice. Then top with the pepper slices. Place back in the oven, and bake for an additional 15 minutes. Remove from the oven, fluff the rice slightly, sprinkle with additional paprika and serve. If desired, serve with soya sauce and fresh grated Parmesan cheese for another layer of taste. Side with a fresh green salad or some fresh-cut vegetables like a cucumber. Serves 4. Apple cobbler dessert. I have always been an apple a day keeps the doctor away kind of girl. My earliest memory of eating apples is with my grandfather, Ken Foster, cutting a slice of a red delicious apple, sprinkling a little salt on top for flavor and offering it to me as a gourmet snack. It tasted just delicious with that glistening red skin, and so simple. Many questioned the addition of salt, but I go by the thought that a little won't hurt you. I still occasionally prepare this for myself, for nostalgia. My daughter introduced me to a slice of Gouda cheese with a slice of apple as a snack or breakfast. Again, the simplest foods can make the most delectable healthy treats. Yet still, there are often apples that are past their prime but still loaded with nutrition in my fruit drawer. This fruit is available all year round, and often bags are an economical way to buy, so I keep stocked up. Apples offer fiber, vitamin C and phytochemicals, including the antioxidant quercetin, which may help immunity. They are also a beautiful decor piece in a bowl on the table or countertop to evoke a feeling of comfort and to add color. Baked apples are my favorite comfort food, the aroma is so welcoming. This dessert really satisfies on a winter evening. 4 Circa apples, like red delicious, 1 L. 1/4 Circa granulated sugar 60 milliliters. 1 teaspoon. Lemon juice 5 milliliters. 6 tablespoons butter 90 milliliters. For the batter. 1 Circa all-purpose flour 250 milliliters. 1 Circa granulated sugar 250 milliliters. 2 teaspoons. Baking powder 10 milliliters. 1/4 of a teaspoon. Salt 1 milliliter. 3/4 Circa milk 175 milliliters. Sprinkle of ground cinnamon. Preheat oven to 350°F. 180°C. Slice butter into pieces and add to a 9x13-inch baking dish. Place the pan in the oven while it preheats to allow the butter to melt. Once melted, remove the pan from the oven. Add apples, sugar and lemon juice to a mixing bowl and combine. In another bowl, mix together the flour, sugar, baking powder and salt. Stir in the milk, just until combined. Pour apples over melted butter in pan. Drizzle batter over the top. Sprinkle with a little bit of cinnamon. Bake at 350°F for 35 to 40 minutes, or until lightly golden on top. Serve warm, with a scoop of ice cream, if desired. Asterisk note. You can reduce the sugar if desired if you do not like too much sweetness. It may also depend on which type of apple is used. Chai snickerdoodle cookies. Spices bring so much warmth to our baking. I could even dip these cookies in my chai latte. 1 1/3 Circa all-purpose flour 330 milliliters. 1 teaspoon. Cream of tartar 5 milliliters. 1/2 teaspoon. Baking soda 2 milliliters. Pinch of salt. 1 Circa granulated sugar. Divided 250 milliliters. 1 teaspoon. Ground cinnamon 5 milliliters. 1/2 teaspoon. Ground ginger 2 milliliters. 1/2 teaspoon. cardamom 2 milliliters, 1 quarter of a teaspoon, allspice 1 milliliter, 1 quarter of a teaspoon, ground clove 1 milliliter, 1 half circa butter, room temperature 125 milliliters, 1 large egg, room temperature 1 half a teaspoon. Vanilla extract 2 milliliters. Preheat oven to 400°F, 200°C degrees. Prepare a baking sheet and set aside. In a medium mixing bowl, stir together flour, cream of tartar, baking soda and salt. In a small mixing bowl, combine sugar, cinnamon, ginger, cardamom, allspice and clove until well combined. In a large mixing bowl with a hand mixer or a stand mixer, combine butter and 3/4 circa, 175 milliliters of the sugar mixture. Beat until light and fluffy, about 3 minutes. Add egg and vanilla and beat until well combined. Gradually add flour mixture and mix until well combined. Shape dough into 1.5-inch balls. Dip the balls into the remaining bowl of sugar mixture, coating thoroughly. Place on prepared sheet 2 inches apart. Bake 8 to 9 minutes until golden brown. Cool on sheet and then transfer to wire rack. Jody Mirosavsky is a home economist from Rosetown, Sask, and a member of Team Resources. Contact team@producer.com.